Star Wars 7x7 episode 3131. It's Spinner Sunday, and today we are talking about the latest short story from George Mann in Star Wars Insider Magazine. It's called The Unusual Suspect. This is a full spoiler episode, so strap in. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, this story, this is something that we had talked about in a previous episode, knowing that another Tale of Enlightenment was coming in Star Wars Insider Magazine after the Battle of Jeddah audio drama by George Mann also. As it turns out, and we were wondering what this story would be like knowing that it was being released after the Battle of Jeddah. Well, here's the deal. It actually takes place during the events of the Battle of Jeddah, and seeing as how we are nearly 4 weeks past the release of that, I think I can safely kind of allude to something that happens in the Battle of Jeddah. I'll just say, I guess for our purposes, that the story starts with the fact that Keth is not in the bar, is not in Enlightenment, and it's kind of a surprise to everyone because he's usually there by then. And if you have listened to the Battle of Jeddah, that's going to give you a bit of a pang of sadness. But it turns out that it's because he's still babysitting the Santeca, who is supposed to preside over the peace treaty with Irem and Arano. And so we find out basically from that that this story is happening during the Battle of Jeddah and before the chaos is broken out. So that's one aspect that ties into the Battle of Jeddah. Another aspect is the fact that there is a member of the Brothers of the Ninth Door in the Tap Bar in Enlightenment in this story, and I think this is the person to whom the title of the story refers, the unusual suspect. So the Brothers of the Ninth Door also figure into the Battle of Jeddah, but it's not their first appearance necessarily. There has been representation of the Brothers of the Ninth Door in previous Tales of Enlightenment stories, at least one that I can think of, New Prospects. And the way that the Brothers of the Ninth Door use the Force, or at least this is how Mindoku, the character who appears in this story, how they describe their relationship with the Force, is that they're able to cause illusions in people. People either see what they want to see or what a member of the Brothers of the Ninth Door wants them to see. That's how Mindoku describes it, and it certainly comes in handy for the plot of this story because apparently Kraydon, the guy who runs Enlightenment, has managed to make somebody angry, a character named Teleon. This is a brand new character never mentioned before, and Teleon sends a gang of people to rough up the patrons of Enlightenment and to shoot up the bar as a means of telling Kraydon, yeah, you messed with the wrong person and now we're going to take it out your profits directly and also harass your bar patrons and take their valuables as well, so you learn your lesson. And Mindoku, the Brother of the Ninth Door, involves two of the bar's regulars, that would be Pirali and Muna, in a little plot to disarm and knock out the gang members, which of course works naturally because it has to, that's how the story goes. But it's notable because Pirali is initially suspicious of this Brother of the Ninth Door as being a dark side Force user. And according to Muna, you know, Muna just says that anyone who's using the Force is a weirdo, basically, and especially the Jedi. So we get more anti-Jedi sentiment in this story. But this Brother of the Ninth Door says, yeah, why wouldn't I, you know, do something to help people and keep them from harm, basically, which is surprising to Pirali, thinking that this person is a dark side aligned Force user. And so Mindoku, before disappearing after the events of the story, basically says, why don't you just assume that I had my own reasons for doing it and that it was basically a selfish act and that'll fit within your preconceptions of who I am, and then disappears. But Pirali is yelling after him like, but you didn't, like you were just being selfless, right? And Mindoku doesn't answer, is just gone basically. And as a result, I'd say this adds a bit of a layer of complexity to the Brothers of the Ninth Door in specific and to the Battle of Jeddah in particular, because of the Brothers of the Ninth Door's involvement in it, or at least representatives thereof. So yeah, it does make you wonder whether that organization is entirely a bad news situation, or if it just happens that, you know, certain members of it aligned with forces that were not very good. Ultimately, though, the story continues to highlight the fact that A, there are multiple groups of people who are able to interact with the force in particularly notable and meaningful ways, and the variety of groups that do that and their philosophies. Like, we're learning so much more about so many of these other groups, and it's really awesome to have that as part of the High Republic Storytelling Initiative. And it's also notable that George Mann has kind of said in interviews previously that he has a bit of an affinity for dark side stuff. So, you know, we don't necessarily get a lot of that point of view, but between him and Adam Christopher with Shadow of the Sith, like, yeah, we're starting to get a little more of that, and it's pretty fascinating, I think. I myself am not a fan of the dark side folks, but I do like how we are getting a lot more nuanced view of that side of the coin. And we're kind of getting it about the light side too, in the High Republic for that matter. But that's what I've got for you for The Unusual Suspect, which is the latest tale of enlightenment in Star Wars Insider. This is issue number 216. And this one is a, you know, complete story in the issue itself. It's not one of the two-parters that they've done in the past. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.